Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's president has visited the newly liberated town of Kherson in southern Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky posed with soldiers in the city's central square. Zelensky is known to appear in frontline zones at crucial junctures in the war to support troops and congratulate them for battlefield exploits. Video footage showed Zelensky waving to residents who waved at him from an apartment window and yelled glory to Ukraine. The reply from Zelensky and his entourage was glory to the heroes. The liberation of Kherson is one of Ukraine's biggest successes in the war so far and comes after a grinding offensive that forced the Russians to withdraw from the key city. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United Nations General Assembly has called for Russian reparations to Ukraine, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The UN General Assembly has approved a resolution calling for Russia to be held accountable for violating international law by invading Ukraine, including by paying reparations for widespread damage to the country and for Ukrainians killed and injured during the war. The vote in the 193-member world body was 94-14 with 73 abstentions. It was close to the lowest level of support received by any of the five Ukraine-related resolutions adopted by the General Assembly since Russia's February 24th invasion. I'm Norman Hall.
The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden has objected to what it says is China's, quote, coercive and increasingly aggressive actions toward Taiwan during his meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Xi responded that Taiwan is at the core of U.S.-China relations. Biden said the two powers' goal is to manage differences in the competition for global influence. This is VOA News. Mexico's President Andres Lopez Obrador on Monday shrugged off a major demonstration against his plan to overhaul the country's electoral authority, dismissing it as racist and classist protest and challenging his adversaries to stage a bigger one.
Entonces, lo de el INE fue una...
Likening Sunday's protest in Mexico City to a quote-unquote political striptease by his opponents, López Obrador repeated his assertions that his proposal to cut the National Electoral Institute's budget and change how its board is picked would strengthen democracy rather than weaken it, as critics have argued. The president, who spent much of the briefing questioning the democratic credentials of prominent participants of the march, estimated around 50,000 to 60,000 people took part. Organizers said hundreds of thousands attended the march, which was one of the largest demonstrations against López Obrador's policies since the leftists took office 4 years ago. Israel's defense minister says the United States government has started an investigation into the fatal shooting of Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh. Israel is condemning the probe as a quote-unquote grave mistake and vowing not to cooperate. Palestinian officials, Abu Akleh's family, and Al Jazeera accuse Israel of intentionally targeting and killing the 51-year-old journalist, a claim Israel denies. American singer Roberta Flack has revealed she's unable to sing because of a medical condition, AP correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
Strumming my bed with his fingers. Roberta Flack has been diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Flack's management says it makes it impossible for her to sing and not easy to speak. I feel like making love. Flack, who's 85, is best known for songs like Killing Me Softly with his song, The Closer I Get to You, and Feel Like Making Love. The announcement comes just as a documentary about Flack called Roberta will premiere Thursday at the DOC NYC Film Festival. I'm Archie Zarletta.
American comedian Jay Leno was taken to a medical burn center after his face was burned in his Los Angeles garage when one of his cars burst into flames. The left side of the former The Tonight Show host's face was burned, but Leno's eye and ear were not severely damaged. Leno confirmed the news to Variety, saying in a statement, quote, got some serious burns from a gasoline fire. I am okay, just need a week or two to get back on my feet. The website Deadline confirmed the gasoline fire. Find more on our website, voanews.com. Or for the latest news and information, follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.